WGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
3:03, welcome into the gym class here on a Friday as we get ready for the Cy-Hawk series. It is almost now 24 hours away. College game day is there. We'll talk about that. We'll get your views on Iowa, Iowa State, and a whole lot more. Dave Kochen will join us from Las Vegas, and the panel will assemble for the Emels Hideaway Pick 6. It's all coming up on the gym class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, the gym class coming your way here on KGYM for a Friday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today as we get you ready for a fun-filled weekend, which is already underway over in Ames, according to some of the folks out there. Yeah, little football game coming up 24 hours from now. We've got coverage for you tomorrow, and we'll get things started at 1 o'clock, 1600 a.m. We'll have the Iowa State pregame show, Iowa and Iowa State, from the Cyclone Radio Network, 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It will be Before the Boom, the Hawkeye pregame show coming your way at that particular time. Kickoff scheduled for just past 3 o'clock on FS1. We are presented here on the Gym Class, as always, each and every day by our good friends at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, get yourself ready for the weekend. Not a bad place to go watch the ball game. They are locally owned and operated, and Third Base has been brewing in Cedar Rapids for over 20 years and serves up some of the best craft beer in the area. Stop in and try a variety of IPAs they offer, from pale ales to ambers and to stouts. Can't decide on one to try? Take advantage of their famous flights and sample a variety of craft beer that Third Base Brewery has to offer. Again, Larry's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. How you doing, Mark?
Good. Still mourning the passing of Eddie Money.
I know. I talked to Rick Swan across the hall from Smart FM about that. We lost a good one today. Iconic voice, Eddie Money, and he will be missed in the music industry.
He had some good tunes, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Some very good songs. Very good songs.
And 2 Tickets to Paradise?
Probably his most famous one, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Baby Hold On?
It's a good one. Take Me Home Tonight?
Yeah.
Another good one. Just, like I said, terrific voice, great singer, 70 years old, left us way too early. So, Rick said, yep, this one hits home, man. He said this one hits home out there.
Looking forward to a great weekend. Changing the weather, which is good, after last night.
What happened?
A lot of scrambling yesterday in terms of programming for the weather, but now it's very much football weather. I've got some favorite kind of year, long sleeve and shorts type of weather, and bodes well for a couple games tonight on KGYM.
Yeah, it does. Both top 10 matchups, and it's interesting. The weather, it's one of those days where it's a 10-degree temperature change if the cloud is over the sun or the sun is out. Literally 10 degrees. We've got a couple of really good games tonight for you, both beginning at 7 o'clock or thereabouts, 1600 a.m. and 107.5 FM. Number one in 4A, West Des Moines Valley, coming over to Eastern Iowa. I believe for the first time for Valley, first time since 1970 that a Des Moines area team will be at Kingston Stadium. Des Moines East was the last one to do that against Jefferson back in 1970.
And one of them was at Prairie recently,
Waukee, right? Was at Prairie last year. So, yes, that's why I had to say Kingston Stadium. It's been a long time since a Des Moines area team has been over here. And I know a lot of people are interested. They want to see Valley. See them. There's a bunch of folks out there, I'll tell you that. They play football the way everybody did in the big school class 10, 20 years ago. They platoon.
Well, if you want to see a Division III school, you can wait till Co-Cornell tomorrow, too.
Yes,
you can go out to Kingston Stadium tonight.
Might be a D2
or
school.
Listen to you and John Haggerty tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to the game. We've been looking forward to this one for a long, long time. Kennedy, number 8 rated, and we'll see what the Cougars have against number 1 tonight, as we learned from our good friend Scott Reed yesterday, that Valley was at Iowa City West 4 years ago. Thank you. For Eastern Iowa. First time at Kingston, though. That on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. 1980 was the last time Kennedy knocked off a number one team when they beat Cedar Rapids, Washington 14-7 in October of that year. So they'll try to do something that hasn't been accomplished in 39 years tonight. For Kennedy High School. That's our 1600 AM and 107.5 FM game, 106.3 The South. Jim, Miles, and Gary will be in North Liberty. Top 10 matchup in 3A. It will be number 9, Iowa City Liberty, taking on number 10, Washington. Or as they're known as, Washington, Iowa. Not to be confused with the Washington Warriors.
These are the Washington Demons.
These are the Washington Demons, yes. And we'll have that for you tonight also. Hopefully at 7 o'clock on 106.3 FM. And then after the game, all the scores, highlights, etc. from around Eastern Iowa and the state, Jeff Downing, and the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard. So should be a good night to get everybody ready to go for Co-Cornell tomorrow.
24-18 on the text line. Check it out elsewhere as well. Traffic update, a bad crash on 80 eastbound at the 380-80 interchange.
Okay. So keep that in mind if you are commuting through that particular area. Might want to take an alternate route. Eastbound I-80 at the interchange with 380.
Says 80 east.
80 east. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. And if you see some traffic that you need to let others know about, let us know about it on the text line at 319-366-1600. And got texts coming in as well as other things. We're going to talk Iowa State. Dave Kokin's going to join us from Las Vegas, and we will talk with him about some of the things he's looking for in the Cy-Hawk game. See, College Game Day will be officially kicking off tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. They're already having they do programming throughout the day over there. Everything is set, ready to go. The guys, Todd and Alex, are going to talk with Maria Taylor, coming up a little bit later on their program, who is on College Game Day. And may or may not have some news about that, about College Game Day. Not the pick. Is it bothering you that some of the top journalists in our state are bending over backwards, trying to dig under rocks and trying to find out who the guest picker is tomorrow?
No, because everybody would be interested. We've talked about it early in the week.
That's the big scoop of the day, isn't it? Who's going to come up with it?
Todd and Alex have talked about it, not ad nauseum by any means, but it is an interesting part of the game day show. And I'll be interested to see who it is. It's not going to make or break my day.
No
matter who it is, but it's going to be interesting to see who it is. And I'm surprised nobody has spilled the beans before now. And what's the big secret? Why can't they just announce it? So-and-so is the picker for this Saturday show. Why does it have to be a secret?
319-366-1600.
They want you to tune in, don't they?
They want you to tune in. It'll be revealed soon enough. I'm leaning toward the pro wrestler. I know nothing about pro wrestling. I leave that to Todd and Alex, Kyle, someone, others. I know there's one from Iowa, and everybody's kind of lobbying that way. Others are saying it's, and you know, God bless her. I don't want Maddie Poppy picking games.
Yeah.
But you can see it. Yeah. You can see it. ABC has American Idol. ABC and ESPN, one and the same. It's happened many, 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 many times cross-promoting before. And I say,
they wouldn't go with the Bachelors, so it was just in court.
No, that's not happening. And I say that knowing that my wife is from within 8 minutes of where Maddie Poppy grew up and lives. So she'd probably be very angry with me right now, but I don't want Maddie Poppy picking football games. Is that bad on my part?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think it'd be a horrible thing. I mean, she's got national recognition. May not have much of a sports background, although she's got a sister who's a pretty good athlete.
Was on the Clarksville softball team. Yeah. That was in the state championship.
67-07, still think it's going to be Gable.
No, I think it's
Dan McCarney. I'm sorry.
McCarney. I don't think it's going to be Dan. I don't think it's going to be Dan. I don't know. It's the best kept secret in Iowa right now.
Who would he pick? I think it's a good choice. Played and coached at Iowa, head coach at Iowa State. He's got allegiance probably both ways, doesn't he?
Split screen. Have Hayden from Mesquite or wherever he is now on one side, Dan McCarney on the other side. That would be fun. Yeah. I don't think Hayden's going to do that, though. I don't think they're going to do that. No, Tom Arnold is not doing it. Neil Diamond? No, and I get the reference, Cyclone Tim, because Iowa State plays Caroline, at the end of the third quarter or something like that. I don't know, but
everybody plays at some point in the day.
The Boston Red Sox started that, so that's not an Iowa State thing. And Neil Diamond's not coming to Ames. I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, it's not going to make or break my day. We'll find out. We got the text line rolling again.
It's somebody really stupid, and then we'll talk about it on Monday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 319-366-1600. We're going to have our picks of that particular ball game and other games with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll do that before the end of the program today as well. And like I said, you want to weigh in your thoughts about Iowa and Iowa State. Ashton Kutcher, no, because he's an Iowa fan, 74-68. So that's probably not going to happen. Governor Reynolds, nope, that's not going to happen because she does not want to make half of the voting base angry. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen out there. What do you think about the game? 319-366-1600. Who is going to win and why?
Well, we ask you that question at KGYMRadio.com. It's a very appropriate, very straightforward question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who wins tomorrow? Will it be Iowa or Iowa State? Iowa, a slim favorite right now. By the way, thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I'd be very interested to see how this vote plays out during the course of local programming between now and 7 o'clock.
Friendly reminder, remember, if you are on your way to the Iowa-Iowa State game and you don't have a ticket, or even if you do have a ticket, parking fines are doubled in Ames over the weekend, I believe starting today.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting because it cost $20 to park in the past, and it was $20 if you parked illegally on the street. That was in the past.
Now
it's 40 bucks.
Now it's 40. This is
Are you apt to still park illegally if you can get within a good walking distance of the stadium?
I know four people who are going and don't have tickets, and I know there are a ton more than that. There are going to be 150,000 people in Ames tomorrow. It's not like Iowa City where you just go in the neighborhood and start to tailgate. Mm-hmm. There are specific tailgate lots at Jack Trice Stadium. Please be careful. That is my public service announcement to both Iowa and Iowa State fans as they make their way to the game tomorrow.
Will you break the law in Ames tomorrow?
I know one
kid. Spend another 20 bucks.
I know one kid that better not break the law tomorrow. 66-57, Hawks win by two scores. And then it will be the defensive line just manhandling the Iowa State offensive line. That's from one of our texters. 38-44, 28 hours till it's a Cyclone State. And then some stuff about coaching. That will leave. People are starting to, you know, the bantering has been going all week, but now it's starting to take a little bit more of a personal tinge a little bit.
I know some miss the controversy of this rivalry. Players have said or done things in the past to kind of stoke the rivalry. But I really think it comes down to Kirk Ferentz and Matt Campbell and their approach to the game in news conferences and throughout the week and what they say to their players in order not to give the other team or the fan base any bulletin board material. It's just been plain vanilla.
Yes,
and I think that has as much to do with not having a controversy as anything.
Yeah, 6707. He is not a fan of either team, he says, or she says, Cyclones for the win.
Okay.
Coming up tomorrow. There you go. Keep them coming in, 319-366-1600 on the Hurtine and Stocker Jewelers text line.
Cyclone Tim sending a GIF. Welcome to the Big Ten West, where the defenses suck and points don't matter. I'm sorry, the offensives.
There's already a big crowd at College Game Day. Just seeing a somewhat live, or last couple minutes view. And they're ringed around the fencing three or four deep.
Well, like Phil Collins and Genesis just showed up or what? Jeez.
All right. Todd helping me out. Seth Rollins is the wrestler, apparently.
Okay.
And he put it in our parlance. He is basically Brooks Koepka or Rory. Thank you, Todd.
Oh,
now
really?
I got it.
He's a big deal.
I think it's him. I think it's going to be him. I think it's him. That's my choice. Not my choice, but I think that's my guess.
Okay.
At this particular time. 320. We're going to take a break, come back, keep the texts coming in about Iowa and Iowa State. We'll peruse them throughout our talk with Dave Koken from Las Vegas. SmokingKoken.com, at Dave Koken on Twitter, and we'll get his thoughts about Iowa, Iowa State. I think Dave's not touching this one, the last I had heard, with a 10-foot pole. But we'll find out if that has changed, and we'll find out some other things with Dave when we return after this. Listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot, too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great-paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Wednesdays, we talk sports betting in Iowa with the experts on WagerWise. Miss the show? Catch the WagerWise podcast at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Back with you in the gym class here at KGYM for this Friday. And again, just to let you know, several of our texters letting us know, major accident on I-80 East at the 380 I-80 interchange. Please avoid that area. Backups, emergency personnel, emergency vehicles going through there. Again, major accident on I-80 going eastbound at the I-80-380 interchange between Coralville, Iowa City, and Tiffin down there. So we hope the best down there for that situation. 319-366-1600.
Seth Rollins from the mean streets of Buffalo, Iowa.
Smile when you say that.
Bustling town of 1300 in Scott County. Went to Davenport West High School. Real name Colby Lopez.
Oh, now you just blew it for everybody.
Well, wrestling fans like Todd and others already knew that. Seth Rollins.
All right. There you go. Dave Koken set to join us right now from Las Vegas, smokingkoken.com, and at Dave Koken on Twitter. And we always look forward to talking with Dave, usually on Thursdays, but we were out and about yesterday. So Dave graciously let us talk with him on Friday. And Dave, the state of Iowa is all trying to figure out who the guest picker is for game day in Ames coming up tomorrow.
Well, I have no idea. That's something I have no information on. I don't know. Who's a famous musician from Iowa?
Well,
we're thinking it might be a pro wrestler from Davenport. Probably not Ashton Kutcher.
He's a famous, probably one of the more famous actors from Iowa.
Maybe Dan McCarney, who played and coached at Iowa State. We don't know.
Matty Poppy, the American Idol winner.
I mean, so I am probably the least knowledgeable pop culture person in the entire world. I have no idea.
Well, I am second. to Dave. I am second to Dave out there.
Is American Idol still on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've never seen the show. I've never seen it.
My wife is a big fan. My wife is a big fan. I usually lead the room.
Well, tell her she can watch for me, too.
Do you have any thoughts for what is an early afternoon game out there in Vegas, and that's Iowa and Iowa State?
I mean, it is. It's just a great game. My belief is that Iowa might be a little better football team this year. Stanley looks much better. I had him graded as a very average quarterback coming into this season, but he's looked good in these two games. And I know, they didn't play much, so you can't really tell, but it looks like Ferentz has given him a little more leash and that he's taken a step forward. He's definitely not playing at an average level right now. And that could be the big difference in this game. The other aspect that interests me is Iowa State's still got a ton of talent. There's no question about that. But it is a different team without Montgomery, who was the focal point of a lot of defenses last year because he was more the established star and they weren't really sure on Purdy yet. Now I think more of the attention is going to be on Purdy. And the other thing is, look, Iowa just finds a way to win this every year recently. It's been four in a row. I think Iowa pulls it out. It's not a game I'm going to get involved in. It's a really good game. And I could make a case just as easily for Iowa State. But I'm favoring Iowa by a little bit here.
And I think that's fair. And I would agree with you if you had favored Iowa State a little bit.
Yeah.
Iowa State's had that bye week, though, that early bye week. Didn't look great.
Big plus.
Yeah, okay. Big plus, then, you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's enough. See, I think Iowa's the better team. So you're looking at a really short price. And normally, if I think I've got the better team and I can lay less than a field goal, I'm going to go ahead and do it. But the problem is you've got a more rested Iowa State team with an excellent coach. You do have the revenge motive. I mean, I think you can make a decent argument that while the Big 12 schedule is really important for Iowa State, they might want this game more than any other on the schedule because they've lost four in a row to the Hawkeyes. And, you know, it's those are little factors that take you off games that you might otherwise be on. That's the beauty of sports betting is you don't have to bet everything. And there are enough red flags to me to get me away from betting Iowa in this game.
Dave, do you like any – I know you like some options. Is it a good card this week? And can you give us maybe one pick that you've already put out there?
Well, one game I took is actually, I'll tell you about a game I just took today. And I've been mulling this over back and forth all week and decided to go ahead and take Air Force plus 3.5 or 4 against Colorado. And this is a kind of an unusual play for me because I normally key everything off my numbers. And in this game, I've got Colorado favored by more than they actually are. But I really like the situation for Air Force a lot. They had last week off. They played a cupcake in week one. So you don't really know what they've got because they just ran the ball all game, never even tried to pass. I think they threw one pass in the game against Colgate. It's a big game for Air Force, a team that's been 5-7 the last 2 years, but actually last year they were better than 5-7. None of their losses were blowouts. The average margin was 6, and their biggest loss was 10. And they've got most of their key people back from last year. So I think this is an improved Air Force team. Colorado's clearly improved with their new coaching staff. A lot of excitement. It's a much better attitude for the team, but they're coming off two crazy games. The rivalry matchup with Colorado State, which was closer than the score would indicate, and then that wild game last week with Nebraska when they came back and then won it in overtime. And they've got their conference opener next week. So, you know, from a situational standpoint, this is a really good spot for Air Force in a tricky spot for Colorado. And then you throw in the fact that they're facing an option team, which they won't see all of the rest of the season and they haven't seen yet. I don't know how much preparation they've put into specifically defending the option. I think Air Force has a real good chance to win this game.
Sound dots right there. Yeah, that's a classic tweener game. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Syracuse Clemson was going to be the big game of the weekend, and then Maryland just absolutely ran over Syracuse. Maryland's put up 70 plus in two games so far. Is Maryland that good, and is Syracuse maybe not as good as we thought?
No, on both counts. I think Syracuse will be fine, and Maryland isn't as good. And Maryland's going to have a tough time at Temple. I think it's going to be a good football game. They're an under-the-radar program that's been to four straight bowls. I like the coach who came in from Northern Illinois. He's always been able to get his team to perform well against better competition. Temple has extra time to prep for this game because they've only played the one so far. They've gone up-tempo, and they've got a good up-tempo quarterback in Russo, who's an accurate passer. I think this is going to be a really good game. And I wouldn't be shocked if Temple beats them.
I think one of the interesting games that we're going to pick a little later here, Dave, is TCU at Purdue. And Purdue is a home dog against a really good TCU team, and I think it's a really hard game to figure.
Yeah, Purdue took a really big hit on defense. Their best defensive player, I don't know if he broke his ankle or what he did.
Yeah.
He got hurt in practice on Tuesday, and he's out for the year. And that is a big hit. Also, Sindelar's been in concussion protocol. So I think the backup quarterback is pretty good. But it's still not a perfect situation. And TCU is a tricky team to defend because they play two quarterbacks who aren't really the same style. So Yeah, I think TCU's got some edges here.
Dave Koken joining us from Las Vegas, 3:32 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. 1 week of the NFL in the books. Anything jump out at you?
No. I mean, you know, it's 1 week, and I never put too much into 1 week. I mean, the Dolphins are really bad, but maybe even worse than anybody thought. But outside of that, no, I wasn't. You know, nothing really shocked me. I think the one thing that stood out was that, look, there are good coaching performances and bad coaching performances, and most of them in between. But this one was spectacularly bad by the Lions. That was one of the worst coaching jobs I've seen in a few years in the NFL. Matt Patricia and his staff flat out blew the football game. And if he'd have been fired after that game, I would have said, yeah, you know what? They got a case. He blew the game. They went soft zone in the fourth quarter with the lead, which was pointless because the first game quarterback couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. So now they're giving him soft stuff underneath, which meant they were able to speed up their tempo. Then the offensive coordinator calls a timeout late in the game that he wasn't supposed to call, and that, in effect, cost them the game. And they even did something stupid in the overtime. You've got no chance on that next-to-last offensive play. You're 90 yards away. You got no timeouts. You just take a knee and take a tie in that spot. You do not try and get the ball down the field because you have basically a 0% chance, and there's more chance that you'll get a turnover. And actually, they've got the turnover. The Arizona player just dropped the football.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's game over and the Cardinals win. That was a staggeringly bad coaching performance, and if they have another couple like that, Patricia will be gone by midseason.
Mm. Yeah, and your soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, I think, showed better than a lot of people thought.
They did, although they had one thing going for them, which is that if you thought it was impossible for Joe Flacco to get even slower than he used to be, he did. I mean, the Bears' offense is not looking good right now, so I didn't play this game. But I don't know how Denver's going to get anything done offensively against that Chicago defense and their team speed. Their plays were taking forever to develop in that game. And that's Flacco. And there's a reason that Baltimore drafted Lamar Jackson and weren't that unhappy when Lamar Jackson had to step in last year. And that was the end of Flacco there. He's just too slow at this point. And, you know, immobile quarterbacks better be really good throwing the football, something in the Brady realm. And Joe Flacco is not in the Brady realm.
Dave, as you know, the NFL and gambling are two very strange things. You referenced the Dolphins, who lost only by 49 to the Ravens. And yes, you're right, they are bad. This line, New England goes to Miami, and where they haven't played particularly well in the past. 18.5, 19 points, you don't see that in the NFL.
No, and if it's 2 weeks down the road, it might be 20. In fact, there are pockets, because we now have different lines in different locations because of their proximity to NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are some 20s on this game back east. I mean, I'm not laying 20, but if the Patriots feel like it, they can win this by whatever they want.
There you go.
In other words, don't be fooled by week one. Is that what you're saying, Dave?
Shouldn't be fooled by 1 week of anything.
Okay.
It's real simple. I'll give you. You don't make a judgment on a baseball team off one game, right?
True.
Give me the bet. I mean, the Astros lost a game by 14 runs this week. Doesn't mean the Astros are a bad team. And yet, in football, I guess because they only play once a week, people have a tendency to only focus on the last thing they saw, and that's really the biggest mistake you can make when handicapping football.
Interesting. Thanks.
Very good perspective, right there. Dave, appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We will hear 150,000 people, of which only 61,000 get to go into the stadium and view Iowa State. But it doesn't stop the party over in Ames. We'll talk about that and other things next week. And check them out at smokingkoken.com at Dave Koken on Twitter. Thanks, Dave.
You got it, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Dave Koken joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Watch the Patriots win by 17.
It's just amazing.
You
isn't
really
it?
Think so?
I.
Okay, Mark, put Miami's, your money where your mouth
Miami's
is.
Miami's bad. I'm sorry, Bruners. Sorry, Bobby. Miami's bad.
It's a crazy game, though.
Who won that game last year?
Miami.
Miami. on the text line, by the way, again, one more time, major accident on I-80 eastbound at the I-80-I-380 interchange. So again, avoid that area if you possibly can. People weighing in on Iowa State. Andy on the text line, diehard lifelong Hawkeye fan. I'm going to bet the Cyclones +2.5. Best case scenario is the Hawks win by 1 or 2. If they lose, at least I get the money. If the Hawks cover, I'm still happy. Interesting perspective. 26-62. Iowa 31, Iowa State 10. Stanley 3 touchdown passes. And we're still talking about guest pickers. 55-87. How about one of the guys from Slipknot? Aren't they from the Des Moines area?
True.
We'll see. That's a wild card entry.
Do I have
there.
A grunge voice in me?
Yeah, let's have Mark doing Slipknot. We're going to get a break. Dave's here. We're going to get the panel together. I think the weather we had yesterday in Eastern Iowa is in Chicago because they're just underway at Wrigley. 7 runs and I believe numerous home runs already in the first inning. It's 4-3 Pittsburgh.
Mm.
Yeah, Castellanos has hit another one for the Chicago Cubs. Wilson Contreras has also hit a home run. Big game for the Cubs as they take on the Pirates this weekend.
Yeah,
Brewers and the Cardinals play this weekend.
15, 16 games left. Big start of a 3-game series in Cleveland tonight as the Indians 3.5 back of the Twins. And those teams get together tonight. We'll join in progress.
No.
Not tonight.
We got football.
That's right.
Tonight. We got football tonight.
We'll have it this weekend. No.
Football. Twins take share center stage in the September month.
We'll have it on my phone.
There you go. 3:39 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We'll take a break and we will bring the panel together. Panel will come together in the same room for the first time this year.
Yeah.
That's always fun and exciting. So we'll
and
have
crowded.
That. It will be, but we'll make it work. All right, we'll take a break, come back, have more after this here on KGYM.
This is the Gym's Alex Kuhn, and I'll be broadcasting live tomorrow at Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge. I'll be there helping you gear up for the Hawkeyes' first away game of the season. From noon until the kickoff at 3, hang out with me, do some indoor tailgating, and learn more about sports betting in Iowa. Then stick around and watch the game. Get ready to cheer on the black and gold tomorrow at Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
Can you feel it? Football season is upon us. Whether you're road tripping to the game or throwing around the pigskin with your pals, you want to make the most of it. So make the most of it with Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil. It's the first motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. It's kind of like an offensive lineman for your engine. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Mark is back. Panel's assembled. Talking sports. Isn't it great? Great to have everybody. Great to have the whole gang back together again here in one room. It is the Jim Klass and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming together for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And thanks to everybody, the entire staff, Dave included. It's great to have him on board once again here. Todd is here, the commissioner, the grand poobah of the Pick 6. Happy Days reference there.
Thinking the over would have been the play today at Wrigley Field.
I hope you left it alone.
Hanging out. I did not.
Can't you place an in-game bet, Todd?
You can.
Okay.
The value on that one is gone with 9 runs in the bottom of the first inning. Scott, you ought to take your institutional knowledge to the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside and start monetizing your picks this season. 9-3 to start the year.
It can all change in the blink of an eye, though.
Yeah, tell me about it. I just learned that 20 minutes ago. Let's go ahead and start with Clemson at Syracuse. This is the game that helped deliver game day to Ames. Syracuse getting waxed last weekend by Maryland. As such, they're getting 28 points at home.
Yeah. This is the game Syracuse has been looking forward to, had circled on their calendars for the last couple of years, and they were looking by Maryland. Maryland's a good team, though, but 28 points in the dome? No, that's way too many. I will gladly take those 28 points and take the orange. Mark.
I should follow my pal's lead if he's 9-3 on the season, but no, Clemson.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just following my gut here. After seeing what Maryland did, Clemson's way better than Maryland. Give me Clemson.
Yeah, the line movement on this one scares me here a little bit, but I don't think they can put a number on this that's going to make them get equal action on both sides. I just think Clemson is that much better, so I'll go ahead and roll with Dabo.
I'm rolling with Dino. He's done a great job against Clemson the past couple of seasons, and they beat him, I think, a couple of years ago. So give me the Syracuse with the points.
The orange, not the orange men right there. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great.
Excellent. Good to see you.
Nice to be here.
There you go. What do you think?
Well, Syracuse beat number 2 Clemson 2 years ago as a 23.5-point underdog, 27-24. Last year, Clemson got their biggest test of the year from Syracuse and escaped 27-23 at home as a 25.5-point favorite. Now you're giving me 4 touchdowns? I'll take the orange in the home field.
Yeah. 3-3 on that one. That's good. That's a good game right there. Game number 2.
Game number 2 is the second Big Ten contest of the year. Ohio State travels to Bloomington to face Indiana. The Buckeyes are laying 15.5 on the road. Mark?
Ohio State has had some road woes in the past, no question about it, but Indiana has question marks at quarterback, and I don't trust Indiana in this spot. Give me Ohio State.
Cincinnati is not a bad team, and Ohio State absolutely embarrassed them last week. Fields is as good as advertised, and I think the Buckeye defense has improved. They are right there in the top tier of college football this year. Give me Ohio State.
I am going to take Indiana at home because I just don't like the feeling of taking Indiana here, but why not?
great pick, Todd. Indiana has given Ohio State
has
given Ohio State some problems at home. If Michael Penix can't go, Peyton Ramsey's an experienced quarterback. He will go. So I think that Indiana keeps it close at home.
Dave.
Some saw weakness in the Buckeyes' opening win over Florida Atlantic. They responded last week, shutting out Cincinnati 42-0. Ohio State has won 23 in a row in this series. The Hoosiers' last win was in 1988. Give me the Buckeyes.
Indiana's first two opponents weren't as good as some of the better high school teams in the Indianapolis area. They are not ready to see Ohio State come in to Bloomington. I am going to take the Buckeyes.
Game number three is the Big 12, Big 10 matchup that the rest of the country will probably find the most interesting this weekend. Purdue plays host to TCU and the Horned Frogs. TCU is a 2.5-point road favorite, Kyle.
I think TCU at this point, 3 weeks into the season, is still going to be splitting reps at quarterback. I just don't like that. Given Purdue 2.5 points at home, I'm taking the Boilermakers for sure.
Purdue most likely without Sindelar, their quarterback, Marcus Bailey, their best defensive players out for the season as well. This could be free money here. Give me TCU laying 2.5 on the road.
I like TCU as well.
That was a very quick pick.
TCU has covered 3 straight and 4 of the last 5 as visitors. Purdue's quarterback is under concussion protocol and may not play. TCU figures to have an edge coming off a bye week and 2 weeks to prepare. I'll take the Horned Frogs.
Yes, Sindelar may be out. Their best defender may be out. Rondale Moore is still playing. And I have a feeling. I just have a feeling in the pit of my stomach. I'm gonna roll with the Boilers here. I like getting 2.5 at home.
So Todd and Dave referenced the injuries, the concussion protocol, the best defensive player being out. Those weigh on me a lot, and I think TCU is capable of defending Rondale Moore and what Purdue has to offer, so I will go with TCU.
The fourth game. This is a late kickoff in Lincoln, Nebraska. Northern Illinois comes to town getting 14.5 points against the Huskers. Nebraska trying to pick itself up off the canvas after last weekend's emotionally draining road loss at Colorado. 14.5 points. I'm up first on this one. Really don't know where to go. I want to take Nebraska to cover. I really do. And I think that's what's going to happen. Give me Nebraska. Oh, God. I can't believe I said that out loud.
You did.
The play's Northern Illinois, and I said Nebraska. It's written down. There's nothing I can do about it now, folks.
Took your hand off the chess piece, didn't you?
Yeah, I think Nebraska bounces back. Last week, they went into a situation where I think they were just a 4-point favorite and just absolutely blew that game. They had that game in the bag. They gave up a 96-yard flea flicker that allowed Colorado to get back into it. They show a little bit more killer instinct this time, and they run away with it against Northern Illinois.
All right, Dave.
Nebraska has not lived up to their preseason hype heading into week 3 and will need Scott Frost to motivate the Cornhuskers coming off a flat performance at Colorado. This should be a comfortable win for Nebraska. I'll take them to bounce back.
The entire panel going to take the Huskers.
Kyle and I have yet to make a pick.
I know. Scott Frost suddenly becomes a great coach again. All is well in Husker land. And fire Scott Frost gets taken down for at least a week. Nebraska is going to win this big.
I appreciate what all my colleagues have said, but I have seen too much of Northern Illinois against Power 5 teams being competitive. NIU to cover.
Mush, you Huskies.
Yeah, for the same reasons that I thought this was possible in week 1 or week 2, I think Nebraska could bust out this week and really run away with this one. But at this point in the time, seeing what I've seen from them, I don't trust them to beat anybody by more than 2 touchdowns. I'm taking NIU.
our fifth game, actually. Well, yes, it's our fifth game because we're also picking the total in this one. Genius. Iowa, a 2.5-point road favorite over Iowa State currently at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. Alex?
I've gone back and forth on this one all week. I came into the year thinking that Iowa State, this was the year they would get it done at home, and I will stick with that. Give me Iowa State.
Dave.
Iowa State has had this game circled for a long time. Matt Campbell and the Cyclones are a dangerous underdog at Ames. They have had 2 weeks to prepare for this rivalry, and this will be Iowa's first road game. I see the Cyclones fired up and dangerous. Iowa State to cover in a nail-biter.
Ah, you said the bye counts. Dave Koken said the bye makes a big difference. All week I thought this was going to be an absolute knockdown, drag-out battle, and it hasn't changed my opinion at all. I think there's an X factor out there, and I think it's on the defensive line for Iowa State and Ray Lima. And I think Iowa State is going to get a narrow victory in this game. I'll take the Cyclones getting 2.5.
I think at this point in the season, Iowa is a better team than Iowa State, although it's obviously a very small sample size. I think the home field makes a difference, and I had a certain score written down all week, which favored Iowa State.
I've reversed course on this game. Coming into the year, I thought for sure Iowa State was going to win this, but let me paint a picture. It's 3rd and 5 last year, maybe even 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7. Last year, Iowa State just chucks it up to Hakeem Butler. You do it enough times, it's going to come out in your favor. They don't have that this year. They don't have anything like that. They're still trying to figure out what to do on third down, what their go-tos are, and I just don't think that this game is the time to be doing that. I'm taking the Hawkeyes.
I've said it all week long. It's going to be in print tomorrow in the Gazette. I think Scott basically summed up how I view this game. I think it's going to be a nail-biter, so in that case, give me the team that's getting points. I'll take ISU getting points at home. Dave will finish up with the total on this game over under 44.5 points. And our tiebreaker this week, Brock Purdy's passing yards against a very banged up Iowa secondary.
Not guest picker.
I think points will come at a premium and it will be a low scoring game. I'll take the under. And for Brock Purdy, 238 yards.
I'm with Dave. This is going to be an under special, and I'm going to go with 211.
For whatever reason today, I was looking at some of the computer models, Todd.
What are you, a weatherman?
And a lot of them said this game is going to go over. And as much as I agree with Dave and Scott, maybe, you know, it would all point to an under, but I'm going to go over. And I'm going to go room 222.
I remember that show. Dave remembers it. These guys don't have a clue.
We've got two.
More of a fan of 227 myself.
Yes.
We've got two really strong defenses, one offense that, like I said, I think is still trying to figure out how to move the ball. And the other offense, Iowa's, is just, it's not in their nature to blow people out or pile on too much. I think the under in this game is some of the easiest money of the entire weekend. And Brock Purdy, I'm going to go with about 180.
I've got two easy monies on my board here. one for Todd and one for Kyle.
It's in honor of Eddie Money today. Yes. I think Kyle made my selection for me, not necessarily by saying that it was easy money, but I take into account how I viewed this game all season long. I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. Two good defenses, I think a lot of people are going to be rushing to put their money on the under here. So you got two great defenses. Actually, give me the over here, Mark. I think that may be the play here. And fading the logic of it all, if it's going to go over, going to be some points scored, Brock Purdy's going to be throwing the ball around. Give me 268.
All right, Alex, you got the last word.
I'm going to go under. I'm very tempted to take the over because basically everybody is saying take the under, and usually the opposite hits in this game. But I'm going to go with the under, and wow, I'm trying to see where you guys are all at. I'll say 215 yards.
Oh, you just got me in a pickle. I got a win or get 12, 13, or 14.
The way you've been picking games the first 2 weeks, you don't need to be complaining about. You're not even going to need the tiebreaker.
The wrestler.
You're building houses.
The wrestler.
Can you tell us more about the wrestler? I looked it up. He's from your area.
He is a Davenport West graduate.
Go Falcons.
And he has worked his way up the ranks at WWE over the years, and he's basically a Hulk Hogan type.
He's a superstar.
How many bars in Buffalo, Iowa?
Well, you know what? Ask Tom Cakert the next time he's on. Because Cakert's from lives in Bluegrass, which is right next door to Buffalo. Right. But I'm just telling you guys, he's sort of a big deal.
I know. And I appreciate that because now we put it into perspective. And I think it's going to be him. I think that's going to be the picker. All right. Dave, as always, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
All right. 319-366-1600. We need 6 contestants. Hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and you could win a gift card to Emil's Hideaway if your picker has the best week. 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner in the first 2 weeks, we ask you, please, do not call in. Also ask everybody, Mark, over the weekend, please, have fun at the game. Have fun watching the game. But let's all, you know, be friends afterwards.
Yeah, it's hard to get in trouble on my back porch.
Indeed. Stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I...
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
And Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. For now, the NFL will not put Patriots wideout Antonio Brown on the commissioner's exempt list. That report from ESPN's Adam Schefter. That means Brown could be eligible to play on Sunday. But ESPN's Damian Woody doesn't believe Brown will be with the team long term.
I don't think he lasts the full season. I feel like